man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We're back, folks. And I'm going to play you a little steam. Maybe closer to the world we're in right now than we want to be. It's the scene of William Wallace being tortured to death. And as far as I know in my genealogy, William Wallace is my grandfather. Anyway, he is spiritually the grandfather of all of us. And you remember that movie, this scene I'm taking is from Braveheart. Of course, it's Mel Gibson brilliantly portraying William Wallace. And here's the scene. The people are watching their hero, William Wallace, who's defying the absolutely wicked, vicious Richard the First, who's torturing William Wallace to death. And I'm not even going to go into that because I've already bummed you out enough in the show. You don't need to know what being drawn, quartered, and hung, or drawn, hung, and quartered, get it in that order, is quartering comes last. They cut you down just before you're dead from the hanging, and they don't draw you, which means being dragged on the bottom of a grate behind a horse across the cobblestone streets of London. Not fun. But William Wallace has been subjected to this, and Richard's watching from a distant vantage point, and the torturer tells William Wallace this can all end if he'll just submit to the king. And William Wallace, you'll hear I don't know if this audio comes across, you know, because you can't see the scene, but there are many people, the peasants of London, people of London, chanting in support of William Wallace. And listen to as much of it as you can understand. The torturing Wallace. The cutting out his entrails.
Merci, merci.
Jesus Christ.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.
The prisoner wishes to say a word, the torturer says. He's trying to read what Wallace is doing. He's being, you know, cut apart. It's pretty gory. You know, your balls cut off, your guts cut out and thrown into a fire pit in front of you. You watch your intestines sizzling. The prisoner wishes to say a word. This is the word we're going to be saying, folks.
Freedom!
a scene. He's clutching the scarf of his true love, and you're hearing the sounds of Scotland as he looks off with his blue eyes. The executioner's waving his broad axe. He's about to cut off William Wallace's head. But you know, a few of us have lived a life like that. Wow. Oh, gee. You got to watch that movie, Braveheart, because it's about you. And the sad part of that movie, of course, is it was we were fighting our own people. And Richard I was one of us doing such a terrible thing to William Wallace. We better stick together. We better not fight among ourselves as best we can. So, that was Braveheart and Mel Gibson. And I don't know, Mel Gibson apparently has made a new movie, and so we'll talk about Mel Gibson some other time. All right, I want to go to the president. Who is the William Wallace of our day? And of course, that word that you heard William Wallace cry out as his last word alive was freedom. So the president, in his last tweet, he cried out, "Never forget." With 4 exclamation marks, all caps. Never forget. A somewhat cryptic comment. Forget what? And how long is never? And why that comment now? Here's the tweet that precedes it. So we catch Obama and Biden. Not to even mention the rest of their crew, people like Christopher Wray. What a puke. He just appointed a guy named Jason Jones as his general counsel, who's a deep stater, who's in the same law firm as Rod the Rat Rodenstein. But let me not interrupt this tweet. Let me start it over again. So we catch Obama and Biden, not to even mention the rest of their crew, spying on my campaign. That's treason, folks. Spying on the president or his campaign before he's president is treason, plain and simple. It's treason. It's not something else. It's not speeding. It's not bank fraud. It's not assault and battery. It's treason. It's the only crime that describes that. Treason. Obama committed treason. Biden committed treason. Not once, but repeatedly, continuously. Hundreds of counts of treason are available to any prosecutor with balls, with integrity, who is a real American, who's not a sellout like, who's that puke we had on at the beginning? Ray Dalio. I could have some fun with that name. Spying on my campaign. And nothing happens. Question mark, exclamation mark. No, question mark. And nothing happens. And nothing happens. Now, the president has made this statement repeatedly in recent tweets, this very same statement, meaning it's on his mind. He's thinking it a lot. It's burned into his mind. This question haunts him, and nothing happens? Then he says, I hope not. But you know what I read out of that, I hope not? He thinks nothing will happen. What he's saying is, all I have left is hope. I hope not. I don't think anything ever will happen to Obama or Biden. Their treason will go unpunished. Then he says, if it were the other way around, 50 years for treason. In other words, if a Republican, a patriot, and an American, unlike Biden or Obama, an American committed that crime, they would get 50 years for treason. Life in prison for treason. And then his mysterious final words up till now. Remember William Wallace's final words, freedom. The president's last words so far, never forget. Okay, here's what I hear in those words, all caps with four exclamation marks. Never forget. What was William Wallace doing as he died, as the broad axe came down on his neck, and he looked off and he saw his true love in the crowd, or maybe in his imagination? And he's looking off at the people of England, all of whom are horrified at his death. They realize the injustice, the wrong that's been done to William Wallace, and the bastards that are doing it. William Wallace is saying to them when he says freedom, he's saying never forget. Because William Wallace went on, the victory was his. His head came off. And he was then quartered, by the way. Quartered means you're cut into four, you're pulled apart by animals, by horses. Your legs and arms, you're pulled into four pieces, into quarters, which are then dragged around the streets of London and then hung up on the walls in London Bridge. The most horrible death. But the victory was William Wallace's, because the British people ultimately were free of those bastards. And the people ultimately did rise up to free themselves of those bastards. And I think that's what we may be facing, is it may be some time before our people are free. And the president is saying, never forget. Don't give up. Never quit. Whether Joe Biden wins or not, whether William Wallace's head is decapitated or not, don't forget. Keep fighting. That tweet was 4 hours ago. In the previous tweet, he said something else that he's, you know, often says. He just tweeted simply, make America great again. His rallying cry. Then in the tweet before that, he says, the radical left Democrats who totally control Biden will destroy our country as we know it. Now, listen to that sentence. They will destroy our country as we know it. Doesn't say they could destroy our country as we know it. Now, I understand he's using a hypothetical use of the word will. He's not asserting that they will. He's saying, in effect, that they would. But he's using the ominous construction there of will destroy our country. Unimaginably bad things would, there he uses the conditional word, would happen to America. And he says, we must protect our people. These are not merely protesters. These are the real deal. Correct? Correct, folks. But does America get it? Is America smart enough to get it? That these are the real deal? That this is a Bolshevik revolution underway right now? A Bolshevik takeover, let's put it that way. Takeover is a better word. You see what else the president has tweeted in the last few hours. They're all very good tweets. But this is the real deal, folks. Here's the president. They want to make it impossible economically for people to live in our country. All right, let's see. Let's go on over to Breitbart and see how they're handling this Armageddon that's happening. Here's a great story where Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, who is frightening, calls the wonderful Kayleigh McEnany, speaking of Scotsman, McEnany, you can't get more Scottish than that. Kayleigh McEnany, or Kayleigh, the name Kayleigh. Kayleigh McEnany, a Karen. She calls this beautiful woman a Karen, which is a slur. It's a term of derision used by people like Lori Lightfoot. For a white woman, a Karen, okay, she's a Marxist. These cities, American cities, Andrew Cuomo's a Marxist, de Blasio's a Marxist, they're all Marxists. The takeover from the universities where Marxism took root, where they set up their camp, it's now bearing fruit. All right, let's look in here. Let's see what Breitbart's got at the top of their list. And of course, all Patriot sites like this one that I'm on, like Breitbart, when Joe Biden is president, will Patriot websites be hunted down? Will they be attacked by a federal government, a Congress controlled by Nancy Pelosi, a Senate controlled by crying Chuck Schumer? They'll have all the power. They can let us keep talking and writing freely. I don't think so. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Hey, we're back, folks. James in Vancouver is with us. James, we'll get you in a bit. I want to raise your spirits just a little bit, fellow Scotsman. And I don't care if you have any Scots blood in you or not. If you're listening to this show, hi, you're a Scotsman. And you're a fighter. I want to play you another scene from Braveheart. This is after William Wallace has been drawn, hung, and quartered. Read up on what that is if you want to know how horrible it really is. But I'll play this scene for you. It's 3 minutes long. But we've got time to listen to it. And I think you can hear it. You know, you've got to look there closely into your speaker so you can see the picture of all of these Scotsmen lined up on a hill. They're all lined up. They're not deep in ranks. They're facing an English army that's much more numerous, led by Richard I. And the leadership of the Scots passed from William Wallace to another grandfather of mine, Robert the Bruce. The Kelsos and the Bruces married, their sons married our daughters, and our daughters married their sons for centuries. So Robert the Bruce is now at the command of the Scots, and he's there to submit to Richard I. But look what happens in this interesting scene. You can't see it, so I'll just, I'm kind of blowing the story here. Well, here, I'll play it. And the wonderful picture of the army there, it shows these incredible Scots warriors, you know, who are, you know, rustically clad with their homemade weapons against the British, who are all formal and, you know, they have fancy uniforms and fancy imposing weapons. And in and amongst these brave Scots men are Scots women. There are women in the army who are, you know, like the Viking women. You know, patriot men don't put women at the front in combat or even in combat, but there are some women who want to fight with their men, especially Scots women and Viking women. So listen.
After the beheading, William Wallace's body was torn to pieces. His head was set on London Bridge. His arms and legs sent to the four corners of Britain as a warning. It did not have the effect that Longshanks planned.
It did not have the effect Longshanks planned. Longshanks is Richard I, King of England.
And I, Robert the Bruce, rode out to pay homage to the armies of the English king and accept his endorsement of my crown.
I hope you've washed your ass this morning. It's about to be kissed by a king.
So he's, when he, what he's saying is he's going to ride out and kiss the ass of the English commander as a way of getting the endorsement of Richard I. In other words, he's pledging his fealty to Richard I. So this is what this confrontation is designed to be. Robert the Bruce is there at the front, and he's about to ride out. He pulls out from his sleeve the little scarf that William Wallace was clutching as he was beheaded. He looks at it. He's clearly thinking about something. He's looking at his men, and they're looking at him. We'll continue this right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we're in the middle of, we're watching a movie with no picture here. We're watching Braveheart, Mel Gibson's magnificent movie. God, there are a few good movies out there. This is one of them. If you haven't seen Braveheart, please, when this show's over, find yourself a copy of Braveheart and watch it. Anyway, this is a scene, William Wallace has been beheaded. His Scots army, led now by Robert the Bruce, my grandfather, is ready to submit to the English, who are expecting that here on this field. And listen to how the scene goes. It doesn't quite go that way. And you're going to hear a roar. I'll just, you know, I'm spoiling it here because it's all visual, so you can't see it. The Scots, instead of submitting to the English, Robert the Bruce has a change of heart. He looks at his men look at him. Hell no, hell no. And he says, Scots, he tells the Scots, charge. And the Scots, outnumbered, starving, under-equipped, some of their women in their army, they charge the well-equipped, well-fed English and beat their asses to a pulp. It's the Battle of Bannockburn, where the British were run down, massively bigger army, destroyed because of the spirit of these freedom-loving people just like you. So here goes the rest, another couple minutes. Use your imagination.
Come. Let's get it over with.
Let's get it over with. Let's go surrender. They start out in the king, or Robert the Bruce, and his...
Stop!
Stop! He's changed his mind. He turns his horse around. to face his men. They look back to him. And now he becomes a real man.
You have bled with worse! Now bleed with me!
You bled with Wallace. Or I think you said you were brave with Wallace. Now bleed with me. Completely unexpected, he says to his troops. One of their most ferocious Scottish warriors pulls out his huge sword and his red beard, and he's going to throw it into the air. Listen to this. Everyone's watching. Huge sword thrown 50 feet into the air. Maybe 30. The music of Scotland. The sword sticks in the ground. Robert de Bruce draws his sword. And they start chanting, Wallace! 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 And they charge, the king charges. And this Scottish rabble. And the English were smiling, now they're not smiling. They're looking like crap. Because they face these ferocious Scots.
In the year of our Lord, 1314. Patriots of Scotland, starving and outnumbered, charged the fields of Bannockburn. They fought like warrior poets. They fought like Scotsmen. And won their freedom.
Wow. And that really happened, folks. That's why you're here. And I'm here. Because of those Scotsmen. Wow. By the way, George Washington, the core of his army, was the descendants of those very Scotsmen right there who came out of the hills of Appalachia to fight with Washington. Washington said, I couldn't have won without these ferocious Scots. Anyway, that cheered me up a little bit. Let's go to, I've got a bunch of calls that have stacked up here. James in Vancouver, Paul in New Jersey, Barbara Ann in Missouri, and Wayne in Texas. In order, let's start with you, James in Vancouver. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm feeling good after watching that scene.
I'm half Scots American myself. Have you heard of the Armstrong clan?
I'm part of it.
You're part of it?
Yes.
Okay. So when Donald Trump said, never forget, a question came to my mind. And the question is who ordered Obama to spy on the Trump campaign?
That's a good question.
He didn't probably do it on his own because I believe he was, it would be easy to sell that information to somebody.
So here's what, James, is in a way of trying to answer your question. We do know now, I forget what the date of the meeting was, January 5th, I think, something 5th or 4th. It was a meeting in the Oval Office led by Obama with Biden there, with James Comey, with all of these SOBs that were in this conspiracy. They met to plot spying on Donald Trump and how to overturn Donald Trump. Now, you're asking the question, is there some deeper level of the conspiracy? But and that's a valid question. But what's important here, James, is that we have absolute certified proof that Obama and Biden, Comey and the rest of them were in that Sally Yates They were in that room plotting treason against America by destroying Donald Trump. Now, that's all we need. So here's what I'm saying. And here's what the president's saying in that last tweet of his. And nothing happens? Question mark. In other words, we have all the evidence. We don't need to gather evidence. We don't need to file charges and then take testimony and hope we get the evidence. We have the evidence. We have the crime effectively on videotape. So what needs to happen is that Obama, Biden, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Clapper, Brennan, Yates, they all need to go to prison. Now, if there are more people in a deeper conspiracy who could also be sent to prison, the best way to find those people, James, is to send all those, the last group of bastards I named, send them to prison. And then once they're in prison, experiencing the joys of prison, then they maybe they can rat out, if there's somebody even higher than them, they can rat them out.
Exactly. The old prisoner's dilemma.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I'll be quite happy seeing Obama and O'Biden in prison together, hopefully in the same cell. I'd be quite happy with that.
There's a few others that got to go, too, you didn't mention, but...
Oh, yeah, well, we can't, exactly. There's quite a crew. And by the way, notice that's what the president calls him. Let's go back to the president's tweet, which is, you know, just a short time ago. Let me hit refresh here on our great leader, our William Wallace, our Robert DeBruce, Donald the Trump, who is through his mother, she is as Scots as you can get. The first language his mother learned as a child and as a baby was Gaelic. She knew Gaelic before she knew English.
Right.
The president says, so we catch Obama and Biden, not to even mention the rest of their crew. Yes, you're right. That whole crew.
That's true. We got to get all of them.
Yeah.
I just want to say for all those
now,
people.
And I'll tell you what, James, here's my fear. Sure. We won't get any of them. I don't think we'll get any of them. You know, this guy, John Durham, for instance, the prosecutor in Connecticut. I mean, supposedly he's got the goods on a whole bunch of people and he could write all kinds of indictments. But, you know, there's such a thing as a day late and a dollar short. And John Durham is definitely a day late and a dollar short because the election is here and he ain't done nothing. Nothing.
All right. But if everybody wants to convict those traitors, and I know they do, then simply go and vote for Donald Trump come this November 3rd.
Correct. If Donald Trump can get reelected on November 3rd, folks, then John Durham's investigation will turn into indictments. Correct.
Well, the power. The people know all of the truth now, and all they have to do is act on what they know. And come election time, make that decision, and keep the momentum going.
Oh, it's just as Robert DeBruce just said. You were brave with Wallace.
Right.
That's 2016. Now bleed with me. That's 2020.
Right. And can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
All those people who think that communist China is this sweet deal, I remember 30-some years ago when I was living in China for 2 years, every month I used to see people get taken out and shot.
Wow.
Some of them were taken out and shot because they were organizing religious meetings in their homes. So if people think that, it's okay, no, China's changed, it'll be all right, don't even think about that.
You are right, James. You are right. Well, James, and I appreciate you keeping our audience apprised of these facts. I subscribe to a paper put out by people who are part of the Falun Gong.
Yeah. Well, they know.
Those are some of the people that the Chinese communists have been shooting.
Well, they're also doing that organ transplant thing. They take these people off the street now. 30-some years ago, they didn't have the technology. Now they just round them up and sell their organs.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Right. And folks, we're talking about, how would you like this, folks, if somebody was selling, let's say, your lungs, somebody needed a double lung transplant, and you're a member of the Falun Gong, who are locked up in concentration camps by the communist Chinese, and they have somebody who's offering $1 million for a double lung. Pretty hard to get a double lung transplant. Not if you've got a perfectly healthy, young, live Falun Gong member who's going to be put under anesthesia. Both of his lungs are going to be taken out and put in another person, and then, well, you're not going to wake up, are you?
Left to die. And they've infiltrated all the churches up here. You'll find them in the churches. I had an argument with a guy yesterday. I said, they all seen that stuff here, and now they're on their knees praying to God. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, James, keep these folks informed. Did you hear that incredible, I don't know if you're listening earlier in the show, when we heard this billionaire Ray Dalio, who invested in China?
Hence my comment, yes.
Yeah, I'm just a mechanic, he says.
He's delusional, but he's bought and paid for. He's a sold man.
Yeah.
He's worth nothing.
Yep,
he sold
right.
his soul.
So he sold his soul, absolutely. Thanks, James.
Yep.
It's an honor to have you on the show, my friend. Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you.
Good talking.
Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jamie. Just to correct a few things about Braveheart. And there was a lot to be corrected in that movie, but you did refer to Longshanks as Richard the First. He was Edward the First.
I met Edward the First, correct. Not Lionheart, yes.
Yeah, and also he was the one who expelled the Jews in 1290, which was a good thing.
Oh, please.
And we need
back on that? Paul,
what?
If
I'm
I
just
had
saying
a show
it's a good
on
thing.
Donuts, would you bring up the Jews?
I'm just pointing it out.
If I had
don't get all
a
upset.
End of call, bye, Paul. Don't want to hear it again.
Mr. Intolerant.
Sorry, bye, Paul. I don't want to hear. You got a problem with Jews. Work it out with a psychiatrist. Okay. Barbara Ann in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi. My Purple Heart Hall of Honor U.S. Marine husband fought the Chinese communists on the front lines in Vietnam in 1966. And Jamie and the audience, his name is Michael Miles Duncan, Scottish. His father was Malcolm Duncan, is from Macbeth. And Jamie, it's really odd, maybe serendipity, but I have the manuscript of the movie Braveheart in front of me. It's in my cabinet, right? And I just wanted to read these two sentences. William says, and we will. We won at Stirling, and still you quibble? We won at York, and you would not support us? If you will not stand up with us now, then I say you're a coward. And then Robert says, now you've achieved more than anyone ever dreamed. But fighting these odds, it looks like rage, not courage. William says, it's well beyond rage. Help me in the name of Christ. Help yourself. Now is our chance. Now. If we join, we can win. If we win, we'll then have none of us ever had before. We'll have a country of our own. You are the rightful leader, and there is strength in you. I see it. Unite us. Unite us. Unite the clans. And that's what I say about President Trump as our leader.
Exactly. Yeah, and folks, there that the history there, and folks, please disregard Paul's problem. There are some people that are such anti-Semites that that's what they dream. They wake up, and as I said, I could do a show entitled "Donuts." We're going to talk about donuts, and if Paul called in, he would bring up his problem with Jews. The actual, and then he's going to quibble about, you know, the movie, you know, of course, William or Mel Gibson's movie is not absolutely historical, especially probably the romantic parts of it. Hard to fill in people's romantic lives in a movie. You have to kind of use a little poetic license there. But the movie is fundamentally wonderfully true, just as is The Patriot. Gibson's movie about the American Revolution. and also his movie Apocalypto about the horrors of the Aztecs and Maya. But now we're going to have to take a little break. Stay there, Barbara Ann. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We're going to get right to you, Barbara Ann. But I just during the break, I was just reflecting for a moment, kind of trying to remember a little bit of my own family tree and looking at it, and getting back to Paul there, who did correct me. I did misidentify Edward the First as Richard the First, who's the Lionheart. Edward the First is called Longshanks, is his nickname. And here's an interesting, you know, humbling thought for, you know, before I get too puffed up about the fact that on my father's side of my family tree, I am the 22nd great-grandson of Robert the Bruce. But on that same branch, my father's father, I'm the 19th great-grandson of Edward the First, the bad guy. So we are one people. And I strongly recommend, if you haven't gotten into Ancestry yet, please do. You will be amazed at the people from whence you came. Because you come from all those people. If you're, let's put it this way. If you have some Scots blood in you, if anybody in your family's got red hair, you've got Scots blood. If you've got some Scots blood in you, ancestors of yours were at that battle at Bannockburn in 1314. By then, Edward I was dead. William Wallace was dead too. But Robert the Bruce was very much alive. And anyway, all those people, and you probably have ancestors who are on the other side of the field in the English army. Those are our people. And we've got to knock off this fighting with each other. The worst example of which, the worst of all, Bannockburn's not the worst slaughter of great white men by other great white men, led by bastards on sometimes, and heroes also. The worst of all, Paul will just love this there in New Jersey. The worst example of all of white people needlessly, stupidly slaughtering each other is World War II. And the bad guy there isn't Edward Longshanks, it's Adolf Hitler. Yes, that was the bad guy who had the power to prevent the whole thing from happening by simply not doing it himself, by not launching the dumbest war in the history of the white race, and the one whose horrific results we are now suffering right here. That's what's happening right here. If Joe Biden wins the presidency, it started with a guy named Adolf Hitler. Hey, I think we've run out of time. Holy cow. Well, we'll be back in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow. And we missed Wayne in Texas. Wayne, great check to you. So long.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.